On September 13th and September 17th, 2024, Antipope Francis uttered some truly massive heresies that amount to a total rejection of the Christian/Catholic faith. The first statement we will quote was so notorious that it captured the attention of people around the world who don't even claim to be Catholic. Antipope Francis was trending on social media because of it. What a scandal, but only for those who labor under the false impression that Francis is the Pope. That's why it's crucial to recognize, as we explain, that Francis is not the Pope and that he does not represent the Catholic Church. He represents the prophesied end times counter church, the Vatican II sect, the Whore of Babylon. Here's what the Antipope said.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione, sono come diverse lingue, diversi idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison, an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Ma Dio è Dio per tutti.
But God is God for all.
E come Dio è Dio per tutti, noi siamo tutti figli di Dio.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
Ma il mio Dio è più importante del tuo.
But my God is more important than your God.
È vero quello?
Is that true?
C'è un solo Dio lì. E noi sono idiomi, cammino, lingue per arrivare a Dio.
There's only one God, and each of us is a language, so to speak, in order to arrive at God.
Qualcuno schi, qualcuno musulmano, qualcuno indi, qualcuno cristiano, ma sono diversi cammini.
They're different paths.
Those statements are blatantly heretical, obviously. They deny the gospel, see John 14:6, Acts 4:12, etc. Francis says that every religion is a way to arrive at God, and he even compares the differences between religions to different languages, which validly express the truth, in different ways. Francis's religious indifferentism was condemned by many popes. It's a dogma that there's no salvation outside the Catholic Church, and that there's only one true religion, the Catholic religion. The other religions are false and inspired by the devil. Jesus Christ is the only way to God, and there's no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. In our salvation book, and in our videos and articles, we quote many things that condemn Francis's heresy. What's interesting is that a few days before Francis came out with this astounding heresy and blasphemy, we published a video that exposed a different act of religious indifferentism that Francis committed in Indonesia. He, quote, blessed all religions, and in the video we made the comment that Francis promotes religious indifferentism all the time, and that religious indifferentism is the meat of the Vatican II apostasy. Here's a short clip from our video that was posted on September 9th. One could analyze in more detail Francis's various expressions of religious indifferentism on this trip, but he does this kind of thing all the time. Antipopes Benedict XVI and John Paul II also did this kind of thing on a regular basis, as we documented in detail for many years. These actions of religious indifferentism by the Vatican II antipopes and related actions of false ecumenism, which constitute a denial of Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith, really represent the meat of the end times Vatican II apostasy, and they will convict the defenders of the Vatican II antipopes on the Day of Judgment. And what do you know, 4 days later, on September 13th, Francis came out with one of the clearest and most notorious expressions of religious indifferentism in history, which precisely confirmed what we said just a few days before. That's why people should be listening to what we're saying. Our material contains the truth, and it explains what's happening. In the 2022 debate on sedevacantism, I also stated this about Francis. He constantly teaches religious indifferentism, as did John Paul II and Benedict XVI. That statement has again proven to be completely correct. Francis not only said that every religion is a way to arrive at God, he specifically identified various non-Christian religions as valid paths, Sikh, Muslim, Hindu. That's not just heresy, it's apostasy. It's actually satanic. It makes a mockery of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, the truths of the faith, etc. It denies the dogma outside the church there is no salvation, obviously. It mocks the saints and martyrs. It's a false gospel, and anyone who preaches a false gospel is outside the Catholic Church and has no authority in it. To acknowledge someone who preaches what Francis does as a Catholic or the Pope is contrary to Catholic teaching. It's certain that Francis is not the Pope. Pope Leo XIII also described those who respect all religions as similar to Freemasons, and what Francis said goes much further than the heresy of respecting all religions. Leo XIII also said that such people must be avoided. Hence, it's not sufficient to criticize Francis. People must reject him as outside the church and as an antipope. To fail to do so is not only to deny the faith and maintain communion with a notorious heretic and an apostate, it would make it impossible to consistently present the Catholic faith to non-Catholics. You cannot consistently present the Catholic faith to Protestants or other non-Catholics while you regard Francis, who preaches a false gospel and rejects Catholic dogma, as a member of the Catholic Church. Those who can't figure out, in the face of all these facts, that Francis isn't the Pope are false teachers who lead people astray, even if they condemn Francis for this blasphemy. Since they wrongly regard him as a member of the Church and the successor of St. Peter, they have no business commenting on these matters. Francis has already taught heresy notoriously dozens and dozens of times, and he did so before his invalid and false election. This heresy also humiliates those utterly dishonest heretics who tried to explain away Francis's many other utterances of heresy and acts of apostasy. Those antipope splainers and liars claimed that Francis didn't really reject converting non-Catholics and convincing people of the Catholic faith, even though Francis was on record doing that dozens of times. They were liars then, and this statement just further exposes them as liars, who are in the service of the devil and the end times counter-church. They are instruments of Satan. Francis's heresy confirms exactly what we've said about him and the Vatican II sect. If Antipope Francis's statement weren't bad enough, on September 17th he doubled down and taught the same heresy in different words. Speaking to a group of pilgrims about differences in religion, he stated, quote, "Contemplate the difference of your traditions like a richness God wants to be. Unity is not uniformity, and the diversity of your cultural and religious identities is a gift of God. Unity in diversity." End quote.
Contemplate la diversità delle vostre tradizioni come una ricchezza voluta da Dio. L'unità non è uniformità, e la diversità delle nostre identità culturali e religiose è un dono di Dio. Unità nella diversità. Lasciatevi crescere nella stima reciproca come testimoniano i vostri antenati.
According to Francis, different religions are willed by God and a gift of God. That means that God wanted religions that are false, that he wanted religions that contradict the Christian religion, that deny Jesus Christ, etc. That's blasphemy and apostasy. It's also noteworthy that this heresy did not start with Antipope Francis. As we've documented, other Vatican II antipopes taught the same kind of heresy. For example, in Redemptor Hominis No. 6, Antipope John Paul II officially taught that the firm belief of the followers of non-Christian religions proceeds from the Spirit of Truth. That is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, and it would mean that the Holy Spirit is actually the spirit of lies, the devil. But that is false, of course. We have a video and an article on that matter. It takes a careful look at the Latin text of what John Paul II said. There's no doubt that John Paul II clearly taught that heresy. Hence, the heresy of religious indifferentism and the heresy that God wills false religions has been officially taught by the false magisterium of the Vatican II counter-church. It has also been put into action many times by the Vatican II antipopes during ecumenical prayer meetings, etc. This is the apocalyptic great apostasy, and if a statement like this from Francis doesn't clue you into that fact, then you need serious help. The Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, but rather the end times counter-church, the Whore of Babylon, as we've explained. The Vatican II sect indeed represents pagan Rome return. The apocalypse indicates that when people see the beast, that is pagan Rome return, under the appearance of the church, those who aren't written in the Book of Life will be shocked and confused because they won't realize that what they think is the church is actually a counter-church under false successors of St. Peter, antipopes. We've seen that reaction of shock and confusion from people countless times during this Vatican II apostasy, and it was evident once again after Antipope Francis's latest acts of apostasy. People are astounded, shocked, confused, etc., to see a supposed pope saying such totally outrageous and heretical things. That's a fulfillment of the prophecy about shock and wonder at the return of the beast. Pagan Rome has returned, but under the appearance of the church, by means of a counter-church led by antipopes. We are not only living through the fulfillment of apocalyptic prophecy about the Whore of Babylon and the return of pagan Rome, but also through the fulfillment of the prophecy about the veneration of the Antichrist, that is, the veneration of the deceiver who was wounded and then has his image honored. See our videos called Apocalypse Now in the Vatican, The Temple of God and the Antichrist Located, The Antichrist Distinguishing Mark, and more. To be a true Christian and be saved, one must be a traditional Catholic and reject the Vatican II sect, as our material explains.